At this exact moment, I don't know what today's Your Daily Lex is about, but I do know that I'm recording it while waiting for Brian to join a Zoom that he's just Zoomed. He's just joined. So I have to stop recording so I can do it.
Your Daily Lex.
I have a slightly cranky house today. It's no one's fault. It's because it was the first day of school. And the first day of school on its own doesn't make me grumpy, although it does bum me out. I like when my kids are home. I like when we can do whatever we want every day. And now they have to go to school, which I get the importance of, but still begrudge. The grumpiness is from how early we all had to get up. The older two got up at 5:15, which is unfathomable to me. And Liam had to get up at 6. And Andy was driving to school, leaving the house at 6:20. Sierra was taking the bus, leaving at 6:20, which meant getting the car with me to drive the half mile to the bus stop. And then Liam was leaving the house at 6:40 something. I don't actually remember the exact time. I got to nail that down. And they asked you to go to the bus 10 minutes early on the first day of school, which we did, which was good because although Sierra's came a couple minutes late, Liam's came early. Sierra's came, you know, late enough after that, you know, early 10-minute thing that she was starting to get worried and saying, you know, if it doesn't come at this time, you have to drive me, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm not driving. You're going to get on the bus the first day. First day, you got to take the bus. And the bus did come. Sierra has to cross an extremely busy street, which I don't love, and hopefully the cars will honor the bus, and Sierra will look for cars, etc. Ani drove, and as far as I could tell, only made one wrong turn, which I only know because I saw Ani go by me when that's not where Ani should have gone, so we'll figure that out. And then, so Liam's bus came early. We're out there for the stop early, and then Liam announces to me, I got to use the bathroom. And listen, he's got Crohn's disease. When he says he has to use the bathroom, he has to use the bathroom. So I'm like, run. And really, I checked with Lauren because she was also there. And she's like, yeah, let's let him. And so he goes, he runs. And then, you know, we're like, don't forget to hurry. We're texting him. And he's not responding. He's busy, I guess. And then we start to hear the bus and then see the bus at the prior stop, which is only a minute away from us. And I'm like, you gotta come, you gotta come, you gotta come. And then the bus is at our stop. And so I'm texting him, hey, you missed it. And I'm starting my jog back to the house so I can plop him in the car to take him to school when I hear him in the garage. And I turn around and yell to Lauren at the stop, hold the bus. And Lauren does. And I see Liam as he exits the garage and I'm like, run. And he does, which meant I didn't get like the formal goodbye I wanted. Didn't get to take the book bag photo outside. I took book bag photos of the other two inside, but I wanted to do his outside because I knew we'd have time at the bus, or I thought I knew. And I couldn't do that. So that was a bummer. And like his entrance to the bus was a little bit hectic. The school's also banned cell phones, which I really understand, but don't like. Previously, listen, my older two would text too often when they were in class. I was like, what the hell is going on in that classroom if the teacher just lets me do this all the time? But now there's a school-wide ban on smartphones and smart watches, which is annoying because I'd like Liam to be able to wear his Apple Watch, even if it's not using the phone. But he had to wear a Fitbit today because you're not allowed to wear a smartwatch. And he's put on his calendar, like, switch from Fitbit back to Apple Watch for when he's home. So it's a whole thing. But yeah, I miss my kids. Yeah, it's hard, and they're not home yet. I'm recording this at 1:51, so some of them will be home again soon. Yeah, I guess, you know, I'm thinking I'm slightly distracted because, as you know, there was yet another school shooting yesterday as I record this. There are way too many of these things. There are a couple different organizations to donate to. I think I'm trying to decide if I'm going to, which one I'm going to donate to, and then if I'm going to try to encourage my listeners to donate, like, am I going to make a little donation page? I think I'm not going to go that far because I don't want to annoy my dear listeners, but I'm going to make a donation to Sandy Hook Promise, which works hard to protect kids from gun violence. And I would encourage you to do the same, but I'm going to make a donation right after I finish recording because, man, oh man, I hate that it's the thing that I worry about and it's the thing my kids worry about, shootings in schools. And like the thing that that really gets to me, honestly, besides just the horribleness of it all, but is this idea of like, you think, well, it wouldn't happen at our school, but that's what everybody thinks. Like there's very few people who are sending their kids to school thinking, hey, they're probably going to get shot there today. That would be insane, right? So like nobody thinks it's going to happen at their school, and it does happen at some schools sometimes. And gun violence is the leading killer of kids in the United States. That's insane. Yeah, bad. So I'm going to donate to Sandy Hook Promise. I'm donating $100 as we speak. I did it with Apple Pay, so I saved 3%. Anyway, you should do that too if you've got the means and the interest in, you know, not having kids shot at school or elsewhere. Anyway, first day of school, almost in the books. And it's weird because I think about my kids all day. Like, what are they doing? How are they doing? Like, are they, do they like their school? Do they like the kids? Are things going well? Do they get lost? All those things. That's being a parent. And of course, they're not thinking about me at all. They're thinking about homework, because I guarantee you they'll all come home with homework. They make fun of me in the summer because I have to work and they don't. I will definitely make some homework jokes. Ha, 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 ha. That's what it's like being my kid. Goodbye.
Lex.